Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Who's your Mount Rushmore of rap, hip hop?
So you said mine.
Correct.
So for me, because I'm an artist, so.
Right.
The person who really inspired me to rap is Jay Electronica. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
I'm familiar. He was like Rock Nation, signing Rock Nation.
Yeah, he was signing Rock Nation. Yeah. And he had his first album, which was like 2019, 2020. Technically, he had Jay-Z on it, like the whole shit. It's him. I can't cap. It's him. I want to put J. Cole in there. I want to put, who else? Andre 3000 and Nasir Jones, which is Nas.
Okay, so Jay Electronica.
Yep.
J. Cole.
Yep.
Nas.
Yep.
And Andre 3000, who was in Leimert Park yesterday.
Oh, he was?
Mayor Leimert. Go to Mayor Leimert IG, who is next door, who's my neighbor, actually.
Yeah.
They got pictures together.
Oh, shit.
So you don't have no West Coast rap?
I mean, I'm inspired by, like, a lot of, like, East Coast niggas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, bro, look, I'm not a gangster like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. So I just felt like that type of content was always for that type of person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
but what about like Kendrick though, man? Like,
I mean, yeah, for sure Kendrick. For sure Kendrick. For sure Kendrick. I just feel like he's in a different space for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's in a different space for me, which is weird to say.
I mean, I get it. Who's my Mount Rushmore? My Mount Rushmore, I feel like it's lazy, though. Jay-Z, Nas,
yeah.
Kendrick, and Cole.
I feel it. I think that's a solid,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like, that's what everybody's going to say, though, right?
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
You feel like that's like the cliche kind of answer.
Yeah,
you feel like.
I'm not, but I'm controversial with this, but Biggie's dope, but Biggie wasn't, he don't have the material that Pac had, you know? Pac had, it's probably before your time, Pac had music, like,
yeah,
you know, for days. Biggie only got like 2 albums. So it's like, nigga, y'all hyping the nigga up because he's dead, not because of the actual content.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think in general, though, like, a lot of people saying Biggie's rap ability was bar none. Like, a lot of niggas.
Nah, he could rap, but.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but.
And remember, also, too, this is a subjective list. And it's okay for you not to have Biggie on there.
It's not enough material, though, for me.
I hear you, for sure.
Shit's going to sound nasty. I keep moving the mic. My bad, people listening. but who is dope? Okay, like, career, though. When I think of, like, rap careers as rapper who, like, stepped into other mediums, I think this is probably a little bit too... I got a few years on you, so... I'm gonna talk about like LL Cool J, Snoop.
Gotta put, like, Cube in there.
Cube, like, gotta put Cube in there. So you get it. So like, yeah, them niggas is like, those are the careers right there that, you know, I think that we should aspire to if we are in that
space.
You know what I mean? Them niggas aged out, but they aged out into television, movies, directing,
yeah,
personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was a formula to me that was started by West Coast rappers. Mm. Ice-T was kind of the first person we see to do it with Colors.
That's true. That's
you
true.
You know what I mean? The Ice Cube took it to the next level.
Right.
And then...
do we count Pac in there or no?
Pac. Yeah. I mean, Snoop. Those were... And it, I guess that's fair because of its proximity to Hollywood, right? Mm. So we... Why wouldn't you kind of
tap in, right?
Things,
I hear that. I hear that. But
then you got like Queen Latifah, who's like, it's crazy because my nephew was like, my nephew's in his 20s, and he was like, she raps? I'm like, yeah, that's how we know who she is. He was like, really? And I showed him all these videos and shit. He was like, what the fuck? I didn't know.
Yeah. It's the thing, right? Same thing with Will Smith, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Same thing with Will.
Will Smith, first person of rap to get a Grammy, you know? Now we see Method Man and stuff like that. So when I look at those careers of people who started as rap and they transitioned to other spaces,
yeah.
I'm like, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, that's what it's supposed to be, you know? And I feel like that whole blueprint was amplified or created by, like, West Coast rap. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
And, you know.
I feel you.
That's where we're at. But, I'm not familiar with Jay Electronica, man. So you got to tell me what song to listen to.
So I'm naturally like a heady nigga, meaning like I'm real. I would like to think of myself as like an articulate guy,
right?
A very thoughtful guy, a very like deep thinking type of guy. So that's why I like his music. You know what I'm saying?
So it's what's a Jay Electronica song?
For me, I know this shit front and back better in tune with the infinite.
Don't he make beats?
Nah, he don't.
Okay.
Negative. He's straight rapper.
Commercial? Rapper. Does he have like commercial?
Nah, negative. He's not that type of he's not that type of artist.
I've always seen the name, but I've never
like heard or seen anything. Yeah. He's an MC. He's an MC.
People talk about him like for real. They're like, mm-hmm. Jay Electronica, but I've never like nothing came across my computer or my desk, so I'm like...
Yeah, he's not commercial at all.
But I know his name. I don't even know how the nigga look if somebody told me how the nigga look. Right. You know what I mean?
Erykah Badu was like, he's like the alien.
Wow. What like about alien. Like female rap? What do you think about female rap?
I said, oh man, this is a dope ass question. I feel like it leads to a lot of different shit. But I think that when it comes to this conversation... Right, because we both men, and like right. In general, we will have that type of disposition for some reason.
Right,
I don't necessarily like to differentiate between male rap and female rap.
Right,
it's because I think it's weird. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find a knife. Say something crazy.
But I think it's strange. Like for me, like if you want to talk about like if I want to expand my list from a Rushmore to a top 10. I'm going to have Rhapsody on there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even sure if you know who Rhapsody is.
I know
is.
Who Rhapsody
okay.
is.
Okay. That's for me, right? For me. That's where I go to. I don't see any other female rappers that are producing, like, dope content. It's all kind of the male side. Like, the male mainstream side is just like the female mainstream side. Okay. So they all producing the same shit, just different content.
So you that makes like, sense. You like... Real like rap bars.
For sure. That's my natural just kind of
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So okay, so you're not like the YG person. You like it, you bop to it when right. it comes on, but
I'm not about to cut that shit on the way to work or on the way to wherever.
Okay. So Jay Electronica, I'm not too familiar with him, but when you say Rhapsody, I'm like, okay, so he likes the MC shit. He likes the lyricism.
Exactly.
You know, he likes I get it. And you like consistency and the lyricism and what they talking about.
Yeah,
like
for sure. Shit. Subject matter, for sure.
Okay, because I was like, okay, nigga.
I'm a bit of a nerd. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I like all that shit too, man. But like, when it comes to female rap, who I'm about to say.
Who?
Yes.
I was only two people in my head, like who? Either Cardi or Megan.
Nikki is the GOAT.
I forget, for sure. For sure.
Nikki, and what I like about Nikki too.
She's a daughter of Kim, in my opinion, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Kim and Nikki, though. And Nikki, you know? Like, they were able to, Kim, you know? It wouldn't be no Nikki without Kim.
At all.
But I like how Nikki and Kim did it first, but Nikki created his formula. But I like how they go into in and out of, like, pop and, like,
Yeah, I hear
real
you.
Real shit. You know I what I mean? I this you. Goes back to talking about careers and how you have to be able to
have longevity.
Correct. See, sustain. Kim did that first, though. But I think the most creative female rapper is Missy Elliott. I think she was the one.
Oh, she's nuts. Missy's
extremely
nuts.
Innovative. Her and Busta Rhymes kind of remind me of each other.
Yeah, and, I feel you. I feel you.
But I think the MC, the female rapper who was, I know Rhapsody, I know Bahamadi is probably before your age, but she was the real lyricist. Jean Grey.
Jean Grey was nuts, dog.
Yeah, so I know about all nuts. That shit, man. Medusa from the Bay Area.
I heard of Medusa.
She still be trying to do shit.
I heard of Medusa.
Erykah Badu, when she start like flowing, she sounds
nice.
Yeah,
for sure. She sounds straight. Obviously, yeah. Lauryn Hill.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
It's all for like for 25. Like she only made one album. 20. I like Material.
Yeah. So peep. I feel like I'm starting to recognize a pattern. I hear you. I think we do need to have a conversation about how we put certain artists in this place where they can't live up to a follow-up album after they drop a fucking atomic bomb of a classic like The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? Remember, bro, that shit changed hip-hop.
It did.
At that point, as we knew it.
It did, in my opinion, bro.
In my opinion, that's a hard act to follow, my nigga.
I mean, I get it. And, like, greatest of all time, right? I'm not going to debate that. But, like, where's the follow-up? Like you still singing the same? I mean, but as I'm saying this, I'm like, for her to be able to still do
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That's an accomplishment in
that's
itself.
That's an accomplishment in itself.
But, man, I like Material, man.
I feel you, bro.
I like Material, man. And, I tend to like going to artists who have like a bunch of shit to just dive into.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even cut you off, but like take Nas, for instance.
It's just a bunch of shit.
It's a bunch of shit.
Okay, and this is my debate. I've been pretty consistent on this. Nas and Jay-Z. Nas is a better lyricist than Jay-Z.
Absolutely.
But Jay-Z got better songs than Nas.
I would even argue that Jay-Z might have better albums.
I feel like this is why a lot of rappers don't like pop off the way they need to because they could rap and they be mad talented, but like you got to think about that other shit that follows along with it too, like the production, the concept. Like, you understand what I'm saying? I feel like Rhapsody's extremely fucking talented. She's the best when it comes to. I think her Azealia Banks. You fuck with Azealia Banks? She's fucking dope if she can rap her ass off.
I heard she could rap.
But her approach to music is just different. Rhapsody's creative, you know what I mean? Amazing. But it's just like there's something that's not connecting. And I mean, we could water it down and have an easy argument and say colorism plays a part in it, which it does, right?
Yeah.
But
I think, I personally think it's content, bro, which I don't really care. Because it's like, for me, when I think about Rhapsody, I think about real rap. I'm not thinking about her
being,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not really thinking about her being a female rapper. I'm thinking about her being a MC.
Right.
Right? And naturally, like when you, because even Cardi B kind of said something similar about rap. She kind of shouted Rhapsody out,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
on like
right,
a
right.
random, like live. And I was just like, nah, Cardi gets it.
Right, right.
Cardi gets it. She knows that like Rhapsody is one of them Ginsu holding ass motherfuckers.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? And to the point where she had to give her a shout out. But the difference is the content is crazy. Like Rhapsody is thought-provoking, subject matter
right.
artist, MC specifically. Right. Cardi B is pop.
Right.
She has the masses. So Rhapsody ain't going to get the love, the right. same amount of love that Cardi B is going to get. One, because of what you're saying. The okay. colorism shit, we got to, you know. And plus two, Rhapsody ain't in a bikini.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so here's the thing. Because you're an artist, you're a right. rapper. So I'm not, right? I'm behind the scenes. I do feel like artists, especially rappers, especially black artists, whether how you look, what type of music you make, you have to pair your content. You have to pair whatever you're doing. So if you're a rapper, what's the campaign in that kind of keeping in rotation? And who does a great job at that is La Russell. Are you familiar with him?
For sure, for sure.
He's like on the internet. You know what I mean? Right. So, yeah, like, but you gotta do, there's always something there.
Right, there's always
something there. And you have to do that because there's so many niggas out here that we know who's mad talented, who deserves everything, but you got to stay in rotation.
Got to stay. Yeah, the marketing part is always lacking.
Maybe that's like Rhapsody's thing. Maybe she needs a fucking podcast or a camera follow around on her day. But there needs to be some type of campaign for these artists who are coming out now because it's so much shit. You know what I mean? But Cardi B, I mean, they say she's a plant. She's dope, although she's very likable. You know, and she fact that she was able to recognize what Rhapsody was doing and her ability
made me like her a lot more.
Yeah, maybe she don't have to do that. That's dope, and that means that she's tapped in and she would listen.
She know, right, exactly.
You know, so shout out to Cardi for that one. She listens to ASAP. You know, I had to throw that in there. But I like listening to you. You like the more of the substance and that kind of where you lead when it comes to like. The music you consume, me, I like the
yeah, for sure, naturally
the whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like
it. It all got its place, bro. It all got its place. We don't have to be in a place where we shit on niggas,
right?
Because they're in a different, it's not a subgenre, but because they're in a different like range. Space, or range, I guess, or frequency. Yeah. That's not something niggas got to do,
right?
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Sure, we all got our biases. We all like what we like, but. You ain't got to shit on the next artist because they're in a different space. That's kind of weak.
What's the problem with West Coast rap?
Ah, fuck. What's the problem with West Coast rap?
Currently, because I can't deny the 90s.
No, I feel like West Coast rap is gangbang culture. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, it's hard for you to get some real... In my opinion, I remember Glasses Malone was on like a live, and I put that shit in his live in the comments. I was like, bro, you can't really get no energy like that if you're not connected to politics.
Right.
He disagreed, but I just think, you know, it's if you're not making a video with a bunch of wild niggas in the background throwing up signs when you're on the West Coast, it's hard for you.
Wow,
it's hard for you to get some love.
Okay, so is that our problem, or is that the
concern? That's how I feel.
How I feel. That's great. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because that changes my question. Like, is that the consumer's problem? Or is that the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I feel like that's more the consumer's problem.
You think so?
Because people perceive LA and West Coast to be one thing. And to be a rapper and to get put on, you have to connection.
So you feel like you feel like the consumer is saying, I don't feel like you're a real LA artist because there isn't this element.
involved in your shit.
Kendrick Lamar, great example. A part of the package was that he was from Compton. He didn't bang, though, but that was a part of, like, the
toss-up. No, but again, to kind of further your point, he don't gang bang, but there's all types of
energy,
right? You understand he was connected to the politics, though.
At
some type of time.
Right. And I feel like that's people buying into that shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, what rapper from the West Coast or L.A.
is not connected to politics that we know about?
Not female guy. I feel like even Tyga, to a certain point when he came out.
I mean, he was connected with the Hoovers.
Yeah, I mean, and he was yelling Compton, even though he's from Gardena, putting his ass out. He's from the South Bay, like the rest of us. But he was, when he came out, though, he was on that type of time. You know what I mean? Hoovers. You know what I mean? What else is another rapper?
I don't even think we can name him, bro. If I'm being honest, if I'm being completely honest, I think you're right. I think the
Far Side, man, these niggas from back in the day, though.
The Far Side, them niggas ain't L.A. niggas, though.
Yeah, they from L.A.
Really? I thought they were from Oakland.
Nah, they from. Oh, maybe they are. Let me look up Far Side.
Far Side, from
Who else another guy? Do you remember Sarah? They had
sounds familiar.
Yeah, they were dope. They were TZA and shit. They're from L.A.
Black Eyed Peas.
Of course.
We missed it.
Right. One of the biggest groups of all time. Right. But they're from L.A.
East L.A. Understand?
Yeah, he from East L.A. Shout out to the Black Eyed Peas. Very, very talented people.
For sure. Them niggas is crazy.
Remember when they first came out?
For sure.
And it was like the shit you were talking about with Rhapsody and fucking
Right. That's what it was at.
Then they fucking switched up and got into that pop lane, though.
Yeah,
they did. But that made me appreciate them even more, though, because they had the ability to do that.
I hear you.
Some people would say sell out, but I would say, nah, just range.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
that's a good point.
You know, because if you got into their music, I was a fan.
Right.
But look back at it now, it's kind of a guilty pleasure. I was a fan, though. But they have bars
on some of their early singles. Shit.
No, even on the shit that came out with the pop shit. The singles were like for the radio and ready for the radio. But like when you got into the album, and like the album cuts, they had like some real shit on there.
Some real shit on there.
Doja Cat is dope. She's from LA.
She is?
Yeah, the girl's from the Valley.
I didn't know.
She kind of was like in the streets in Leimert.
No shit. Yeah,
breakdancing and all that shit.
That is dope.
Shout out to Doja Cat. Yeah, she from the Valley.
Doja Cat. That's crazy.
She went to Champs and that's a high school in Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard, Thousand Oaks. Like her brother make beats. But she used to come down here. There was like a crew. They used to like break dance right there in the village.
Yeah.
And she was a part of the crew.
Yeah. That's what's up. I didn't know that shit.
She's barred up, but she fucking got like her big break was that Moose song. But she had to do some bullshit to
just to get the right. I hear it.
What's that nigga name he came out around Kendrick? Bishop Lamont?
Bishop Lamont. I used to fuck with Bishop Lamont. But a couple records.
What the fuck, you know? A
couple records.
And I think Schoolboy Q is dope.
Yeah.
What's the other nigga name?
Gangster, though.
Absol.
Schoolboy Q is a gangster, for sure.
Yeah, he in the streets for real.
Absol had dropped the album, I think,
that nobody
couple
fucked
months ago.
With.
Yeah, I don't know if niggas did.
They didn't fuck with it. Because I was shooting links to niggas, and they were like, he got an album. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, so what I was saying though, I think that now for any upcoming artists listening to this, you got to campaign your content, your rap, whatever your business is. You know what I mean? I think that's the problem with a lot of artists, since we're talking about music, artists who are not getting like their full potential or exposure. I'm not going to say full potential, I'm going to say exposure because they got some talented people who people need to hear. You have to campaign your product with whatever. So that could be podcasting, that could be content, that could be photography, that could be modeling. You gotta get people invested. And I think that
I was just talking to the homie about this shit last night.
Yeah, something. You know what I mean? You gotta get people invested into whatever that looks like. You know, it looks like different things. We're in this podcasting, you know, broadcasting space, you know, so my first thing is gonna always say that, but I think a big problem that LA rappers are not taking advantage of is just proximity to Hollywood and spaces like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
you know, so.
Plus, a lot of this shit just sound the same.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Another rapper who did a great job, too, is he's kind of corny and cheesy, but, like, YG. Mm. He figured out how to, like, okay, so what worked for YG is DJ Mustard.
Right.
They had a sound.
Right.
So, you know, DJ Mustard was making beats way before he started fucking with YG, but, like, on a national level, we associated that sound with YG.
In the West Coast.
In the West Coast. And that's why, you know, YG has the platform. I don't think he's the most talented.
Right.
But I think that he did a great job at, like, visibility and I don't know if sonic visibility is a thing, but there's a sound that's associated with YG or an era or a time.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thanks to DJ Mustard, Quick, you know, there's Dr. Dre, Snoop, and all that, you know. But the more you talk about something, then you think a lot of the West Coast rap scene is connected. It's like sound.
For sure. Like, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but I guess if you make that type of music, right, if you're making Hood, L.A.
Or, got you. It's a specific sound.
Yeah.
It's a specific sound.
Yeah, yeah.
A specific sound. Yeah. You know what else, bro? I got to say this shit, bro. I feel like what stops, like, a lot of, like, the L.A. artists that not connected to politics
right.
Is the producers, man. It's hard, nigga. It's hard, bro. Like, to find a producer that right. you can actually be cool with in real life
right.
is hard. It's hard.
I get that, man.
It's hard, nigga. And not only this is a misconception, you know, because we in LA, you thinking like, nah, nigga, it's hard. It's hard. Like, it's the politics is bullshit.
If I was a manager of a rapper, I would have my artists stay true to themselves. Stay true to yourself, right? We don't want you, if you're not a pop nigga, if you're not an R&B nigga, then stay true. But you're going to have to give us a few of those moments on this project, okay? So give you a conscious rap, but then you're going to give us a fucking radio-friendly, not radio-ready, but a radio-friendly song, at least two or three of them. We need them to shop them for the label, right? I will have my artists do that. I also have my artists give the bulk of their project 12-song album, 13, 14-song album, 16-song album, but we're going to give the primary bulk of that album to one producer so we could create a sound.
Get a sound together.
You know, and maybe a conceptual album. So when people could hear like a certain beat or see a certain reference, like how The Weeknd did his, remember he was with this,
In my opinion, I go to Beyonce.
Yeah.
I forgot which album it was that she dropped where it came out first as a purely visual album. Like, we couldn't really find the audio for real until like after.
Right.
But it first came out as like a visual album.
Right.
Which was, I think, if you are a non-affiliate of the streets in LA or just in general, I feel like it's dope for you to possibly tap in into that type of marketing.
Here's his name. And I think a lot of artists like miss out on this. I really think that every artist should tap into have a primary producer. Like, okay, you got a 16-track album. Make sure 8 of those songs is produced by one producer. One nigga. Yeah. So we could have a sound.
Right. Remember, where you going to find a producer.
Right, right.
Because, like, I'm a product of the internet. Like, I'm only fucking with producers online. That's the only way I can get my beats. Right. It's online.
Right.
This space called this... platform called BeatStars. That's where I get all my beats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, sure, you might have, because the way I see it,
right.
you can do that, but then you'll have like a catalog of, like, you'll see beats, you'll get like the licensing for that beat. So the licensing, if you want like solid music, you'll get the wave format of that specific beat. And you can do that for like 5 beats or like 8 beats. Right. But you never met the nigga.
Right.
And those beats are still out in the ether.
I feel like that's how Bodak Yellow happened. She found it on, fucking Money Long. She found her beat on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then the song, like, popped off. And when the song popped off, she contacted
the producer.
We don't know if it's a producer.
Gosh.
She went to the YouTube and was like, I got this song, and it's going somewhere.
It's going up, right.
And they got to go, I made the beat. Yeah. So.
Because remember, bro, them niggas is charging niggas five racks a rack.
Wow.
For you to have exclusive rights of the beat so they can take the shit off the websites.
I think that every artist, singer, rapper, country, whatever type of music you do, you got to create a sound.
For sure.
Naturally. You have to create a sound
naturally
that people can identify with.
Identify you.
And then I think another cheat code, too, is a conceptual project.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Justin Timberlake, all his albums were concept albums. The Weeknd, Don FM, the one before, After Hours. Every time you saw The Weeknd had on a suit. Mm-hmm. That same dirty-ass suit. You know what I mean? But that was dope as fuck. That was dope. All his music videos, he had on that same
suit.
With the red blazer or whatever.
You're talking about visual cues.
I feel like those components are more important than the actual fucking shit you're talking about.
That's big. I would agree. I hear you.
You know what I
mean?
I
definitely hear you.
Yeah.
Damn, I definitely hear you. You're right.
Never heard that, but I gave you some game right now.
No, I have. You just kind of put it more in like the fourth, like it's a reminder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like most of this shit, if not all of this shit, is all based on marketing.
Right.
All of this shit is based on marketing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if this is off topic or not, but like when we think about the iPhone in comparison to any other Android phone.
Right.
The reason why I feel like Apple has more of a foothold in the space, I don't really think the phones are comparable as far as the amount of shit that you can do on an Android phone. Me and you can't do that shit.
Right.
You can't have a Google Maps open at the same time and have YouTube open at the same time.
Right.
We can't, you know what I'm saying? But where they fuck niggas up is aesthetics, the marketing.
Yeah.
Looks crazy. Everything that Apple does, it looks clean, it looks crazy.
They take their time.
They take their time.
With their product, and they lock you in.
That's what they do.
They put you in the ecosystem.
Exactly. That's what they do. I feel you.
I'm gonna give you some game. Maybe as your manager, I'm gonna be like, okay, Steven, I probably cut this out because you probably will really use this and apply this to what you're about to do.
Right.
As your manager, so that game I just gave you right now, I'll be like, Steven Spicer, won't you like open up all your songs with like this bar? So when people hear,
they like, know who it is, right?
You see for what sure. I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That'd actually be a dope ass concept.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And it'd be like you're like your famous tagline or whatever a bar is, whatever that is. But like you have to do something that's going to identify you
for sure. I mean, speaking of which, Problem had that.
Yeah,
like, what every time?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You know what's Problem?
It'd be dope if you turn that into a bar though, like
right.
An opening bar, or whatever.
Opening bar.
Like, I don't know. But you get where I'm going?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because people gotta like identify.
It's almost like a bumper.
Yeah, same shit.
It's almost like a bumper.
Same shit, but it's like put into like a bar form.
Right, for sure.
That'd be dope. I think those things are really, really important.
Yeah, they are, for sure.
I would like to see more of that in hip-hop and rap, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of niggas out here who got a lot to say, but people ain't listening because of the play.
You gotta be able to play.
Yeah, marketing too, you know? And again, anybody listening to this, whatever business you have, if it's rap, if it's singing, if it's fucking painting, if it's fucking accounting, whatever, you have to campaign your business. If you're a rapper, that's a business. You're a business owner, right? Whatever that looks like, that's still a business, right? Because you are selling a product.
Right.
So whenever you sell a product, you're a business. So anyway, you know, people listen to this. Any type of business you have, especially now with the internet, you have to campaign. Your campaign to whatever business you have has to be digital, whatever that looks like. You got to stay in rotation because there's so many opportunities for you to be just another nigga or another bitch who is doing X, Y,
the same shit.
You know what I mean?
Right, so, exactly.
If y'all want a manager, info@apodcastingnetwork.com. I'm ready. I've never managed anybody before. You know how many people ask me to be their manager, though?
No shit, for real.
I swear to God. I'm like,
how you feel about it?
I wouldn't know where to start. but like, I got a homeboy, Teddy Hill. Shout out Teddy Hill. He's one of my best friends. He's amazing. He's in Thailand now. But he raps.
Interesting place to be, I feel like, Thailand.
It really is. And I told him, man, so you got to watch out for it.
Be careful, brother.
But anyway,
right, so, I already know what you was about to say.
I was like, I ain't going out there for that.
Right.
But anyway, he be asking me all the time, like, about his, he's dope as fuck. But I gave him a lot of tips and shit. And do we apply them or not? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But he dope, though. But anyway, Teddy, so he's one of my good friends. He rap. Teddy, my homeboy Brandon, asked me questions all the time. And I go to one of his shows and shit. And I'm like, nigga, I told you to do that. He be like, yeah. But his manager over there, I told him to do that. I remember I told him to do that. You just got to campaign your shit, man. That's it. That's the lesson. Campaign your product. Make sure your product have campaign. What should our listeners do ASAP?
So just follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Steven Spicer Zero. And follow my podcast, Vermont Blues. On Instagram.
All that would be located in the description of this episode. Sorry.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.